Welcome back to Inside the Huddle here at WILO at 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM for Lebanon and Boone County. Brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. Right now, we're going to have a little roundtable of sorts with Don and Jamie, and we would actually tell our listeners that they can participate here if they've got some thoughts on any kind of area sports. Don and Jamie would love to talk to you, I'm sure. So we will have some open phones for the next 10 minutes or so. And then Jeff Henley going to call in, Clinton Prairie girls basketball coach, here a little later in the show till 10 o'clock. Go ahead, guys.
Well, Don, something a little different. We've talked a lot of basketball. Just let the listeners know, Clinton Central and Frankfort both today are at Lafayette Jeff in the swimming, diving. The prelims, I think, are this morning, and then the finals will be tonight. It's tough to keep up on all this stuff with the weather this week. Talk a little wrestling. Clinton Central and Frankfort both will be sending wrestlers to the North Montgomery Regional today. Clinton Central, they have a 182-pounder, Cale Allball. He was a sectional champ at Frankfort last week. I guess he was back-to-back sectional champ. He'll be down there competing. A 120-pounder, Alex Schultz, who was fourth place at the Frankfort sectional, will be competing today. And then Frankfort, the Hot Dogs are sending four wrestlers to the North Montgomery Regional. 132-pounder Elijah Anthony. He's a sectional champ, and he's 33-0. And we'll talk about him in just a second. 195-pounder Kyle Zickman, who was runner-up in the sectional, who's 33-9 on the year. 126-pounder Jose Batista. He was third in the sectional, and he is 34-10. And then a 220-pounder, Brenton Wood, fourth in the sectional, and he's 32-11. But Elijah Anthony, a sectional champ, 33-0, 132 pounds. I'd say he probably has a pretty good chance of getting out of that regional today, don't you think, Don?
Yeah, it sounds like a good one over there. Richard Salee, our head coach for the Hot Dogs. I'll tell you what, it's always been a really good wrestling program under Clarence Worthen, and then Richard learned under his tutelage and has brought the wrestling team right along. We wish those guys all the luck in the world over at Lafayette Jeff, and hopefully they can get into the semifinals.
Yeah, I think what we're going to try to do this week is, since next week will be the semi-state on a Saturday morning, then we'll be able to talk to us. If somebody gets out of that North Montgomery Regional today, we'll try our very best to get with the athletic directors or the coaches at Clinton Central or Frankfort and get something recorded this week with them to play next week. And if we missed anybody from Rossville or Clinton Prairie, I just couldn't find it on Twitter. It's been a rough week to get a hold of people with the snow and stuff. So Hope not to let anybody out. But if we did miss someone, we'll try to catch up next week.
Yep.
We'll move back on over to the big thing of the day for the area is girls basketball. Sectional number 54, we'll start there first. 1A at Attica. 6 o'clock tonight will be Attica, who is having won a ball game this year. They're 0-20 versus North Vermillion, 17-8. And then the second game starting 7:30, 8 o'clock. If you make your way across State Road 28, the Clinton Central Bulldogs, who are 13-10 on the year, will take on the number 3 team in 1A, Lafayette Central Catholic.
Come in 19-4, and this is a ball game where, you know, Central's got to feel pretty good about themselves, basically because you hope that Catholic, even though Catholic is a school that has a lot of state titles under their belts, kind of looks over the top of them a little bit, and that's exactly where you want to be as a Bulldog and take advantage of that and just go there and flat out play good basketball.
Yeah, like last year, Lafayette Central Catholic was up in 2A because of the success factor. They played at Fountain Central, and Clinton Prairie came in and hadn't been able to beat them in years and just said, you know what, we're not going to let it happen this year, and they beat them. I think the Bulldogs could take that same approach tonight. And let's see what happens over there. Now, their coach was spot on last week. He said they'd probably be a 10 or 12-point winner over Faith Christian, and Clinton Central beat them earlier in the week to get to the finals, 42-30. North Vermillion won over Covington to get there, 47-33. So I think the Bulldogs will have a really good chance of playing that championship game on Tuesday night.
Well, Coach DeVault over at Lafayette Catholic come in at 187, only 70 losses in 10 years at Catholic. But they've had some very, very successful seasons over there at Central Catholic. But, what I just want to get over is all the county schools, when they line up Catholic, thinking, oh, my, you know, hey, man, they put their shoes on just like you do. Go get them.
That's right. Let's go out there.
It's a neutral court.
That's right. We'll move on to sectional 25 at Danville. There were seven teams that started in that sectional. Earlier in the week, Greencastle beat the Frankfort Hot Dogs 49-30. Frankfort ended up their season. And so that moves into tonight. There's four teams left. 15-7, the Tri-West Bruins will be playing Greencastle, who's 6-17. And then at 7 o'clock, it'll be Crawfordsville, who's 8-15 on the year, against the host Danville Warriors, 17-6. And their sectional final will be Tuesday night as well. Sectional 38, which you'll be covering today, Don, yep, out at Clinton Prairie, the 2A sectional, 3 o'clock. The 16-7 Clinton Prairie Lady Gophers will be playing Fountain Central, who's 8-13. And then 5 o'clock will be probably a really good ball game. Seeger, who's 17-4 on the year, versus Sheridan, 14-5.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the second ball game, I don't want to talk about the first one because we're going to have Coach Henley here,
sure,
in a little bit. But that second ball game is one that you wish you could broadcast because both of those teams are really, really well. If I'm not mistaken, you know, when you do the John Harrell program, you can pull them up, and they've got that as a one-point Seeger win. And for Prairie, you hope that they get through that first ball game, and you hope it goes into four overtimes.
Right. Because both of those teams played Prairie really well this year. You know, Sheridan knocked off the Gophers there before Christmas. They got a really young ball club, some freshmen. They were playing even at half, and then the third quarter came out. Sheridan just got hot, and the Gophers had a few turnovers, and it just didn't go right for them and ended up pretty lopsided ball game. But then a few weeks later, Clinton Prairie played a Seeger team who's a very methodical. They've got a longtime legendary coach who don't make very many mistakes. They just move the ball real well, and you don't know what's going to happen. So you got two different styles tonight a little bit, a really methodical team for Seeger and a really young freshman-oriented Sheridan team that maybe you don't know how they come out and play in a sectional. Maybe it doesn't bother them, maybe it does.
Yeah, well, I think that you talk about the Prairie loss to Sheridan. That was in the part of the year where everybody's getting used to a new head coach, new philosophy, new style, and the style had to be a little bit different from Miss Anthrop when she was the head coach, from Coach Henley. And so that takes a little while to get used to that kind of type of philosophy.
Still have some boys action today, this afternoon at 1:30. A very interesting Hoosier Heartland matchup. The Carroll Cougars, led by Coach Bender. I think they're 12 or 13-1 on the year. They're at Tri-Central. Carroll's undefeated in the Hoosier Heartland. Clinton Prairie has lost one to Carroll, so that's a big matchup to see how the conference plays out. Tonight, a big matchup in the county. Clinton Prairie at Rossville. You're covering that game, Don.
We are. We always look forward to that rivalry as well as the Prairie Central rivalry. But this is a Rossville ball team that's 8-8. You cannot overlook them. You're playing in the Hive. I like to call it the Hive. And that's a very difficult place to play in.
Sometimes it's just the hornet's nest. I mean, you can go there and get stung hard. You know that?
You can. Frankfort has learned a lot by going out there. And it's a tough place to play. The environment will be high-pitched today, I'm pretty sure, as the gym should be well-packed tonight.
One other ball game we talked about earlier, Coach Davis from Clinton Central was in. The Bulldogs are at Weibo at 2:30. So some interesting matchups. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back. Hopefully we'll have Coach Jeff Henley on the phone, and we'll talk about the Lady Gophers and their matchup this afternoon.